And we wanted to start off tonight's webinar with a brief review of some of the key actions that have happened recently. So one of the key actions that the project team and the commission has taken in recent months has been looking at the project funding outlook. And in the March 20th presentation and item at the RTC commission meeting, there was a commission action to align the zero emission passenger rail and trail project with the state rail plan. And I'll get that to that in the next slide. But funding for a capital project like the zero emission passenger rail project involves a combination of federal, state, and local funding sources. And generally, a project like this, almost to a T, will require multiple funding sources to be able to complete the environmental analysis, preliminary engineering, right of way, final engineering and construction, as well as fund the operations and maintenance of the project once complete. And the project funding outlook has changed considerably at the state and federal levels since the project commenced in 2022. The two key things that have changed since then are the implementation of the Federal Infrastructure and Investment Jobs Act, or the IIJA, as well as the adoption of the California State Rail Plan in January 2025, and also recently the uncertainty of the new administration federal investment policies and proceeds and priorities. Next slide. So traditionally, a project such as zero emission passenger rail and trail project has the pre-construction activities funded locally, with or in a combination of state and local funding. What has changed is the implementation, as I mentioned, of the IIJA, the Infrastructure Jobs Act, and implementing the Federal Railroad Administration's Corridor Identification and Development Program, or the Corridor ID program. And that program specifically was designed to create a pipeline of intercity rail projects to develop and deliver throughout the United States. Another program that rail projects will often go to and have historically are the Federal Transit Administration's projects for commuter rail and light rail projects. The key difference between the two of them are under the Federal Transit Administration, or FTA's programs, the pre-construction activities are funded locally, and the capital investment comes when you're going to the construction phase of the project. And generally, they have a maximum of about 50% for the federal investment. And that would require a local and state match of the other remaining 50%. But through the Corridor ID program underneath the Federal Railroad Administration, that new program actually offers to does federal grants for the pre-construction activities, with federal grants offering up to 80% maximum contribution for some of the pre-construction and environmental documentation phases. So on March 20th, the RTC Commission took the action to align the passenger rail service plan on the Santa Cruz Branch rail line with the state rail plan in order to maximize funding eligibility and technical support through the state and federal programs. As we've been working with closely with the state and Caltrans, who's the lead for the service development plan on the Central Coast Corridor, which includes the Santa Cruz Branch rail line. We've learned that the state is also implementing and prioritizing projects that leverage those state those federal dollars, particularly through the Corridor ID program. And that is a summary of our the funding outlook for the project and recent actions by the commission. And we'll move to the next slide.